Hello and welcome to this week's episode of My Big Game Podcast with me, Benji.
And me, Brad, giving you the life, the loves and lulls of living in London.
Two gays, one city,
what could possibly go wrong?
Bing, bang, bong, sing, sang, song, ding, dang, dong, UK hun.
Oh my gosh.
Obsessed with that song.
On repeat.
Yes.
I can't actually understand if I enjoy it or if it's just like addictive. Do you know what I mean?
I totally hear you. It's that chorus goes round and round and round in my head.
So many. There's been more modulations than tears, like coronavirus tears. Like it just goes up and up and up. They're like the chipmunks by the end. I love it.
But imagine if we were out at Two Brewers last weekend and that song would just come out. We would be having the time of our life.
Oh my goodness. Dancing through a Highland beat. Lawrence Cheney up in your feet.
It's that bit where he goes like, clap for the bing bang bong.
Clap for the bing bang bong.
Clap for the UK hon.
Love it.
Do you know it made number 4 in the top 40 UK chart this week?
Yeah, and it's only been out for 3 days.
Yeah.
Mental.
Number 4, can't believe it.
Honestly, I love it. And do you know what? We won't go too heavily into Drag Race, but I'm very much taste for the win.
Oh, me too. Me too.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. It's the charm of the Welsh, I tell you. But his line does annoy me a little bit. The T-A-Y-C-E, inches of the floor, not talking about my weave. I just wanted the weave to rhyme.
What, with E? E and weave kind of rhyme?
I don't know. Y-C-E, inches of the floor, not talking about my weave.
I don't even get that lyric, to be honest.
He's talking about how hung he is. Inches to the floor, not talking about my weave. And then Michelle goes, hey!
Oh, that makes sense.
Some sort of cougar in the audience, like, Michelle, he doesn't bat for your team, hun.
Wow, I did not get that lyric. Thank you for explaining that to me.
Bing, bang, bong, you're welcome.
Anyway, what are you drinking this week?
I haven't even opened it yet. Here we go, you ready?
Oh.
I know, it takes us back to episode 1. Oh my goodness, can we talk about episode 1 ever so slightly? Guys, if you saw on the Instagram, I deleted episode 1. I nearly had a heart attack.
But not just deleted episode 1, like deleted all of our download stats because we were so near 10,000 downloads, weren't we? We had a picture ready to go and we've lost like 1,000 downloads. So we're back to 9,000.
Okay. Don't exaggerate. We did not have a photo ready to go. We had the template ready to go, but Brad wanted to figure out what he was going to do with his hair before he applied the picture of himself.
That is actually very true. Yes. Lockdown air, innit?
Lockdown air, innit? Yeah. So thank you to everyone that jumped on the bandwagon and went back to episode 1 and re-downloaded it to try claim back some of our stats. We really appreciate it. And if you haven't done it yet, if you do have a second, that would be great. But anyway, yes, what am I drinking? What have I just opened? It's a tinny. Do you want to guess what it is?
Well, I hope it's vodka cran because that's what I'm drinking.
It's not vodka cran.
What is it?
Gin and tonic.
Of course, I should have gone for that first.
And what colour gin is it?
What kind of gin?
Colour.
Gin, like see-through.
It's pink gin, babes.
Oh, is it?
Oh my goodness. Is there anything on going up? Oh gosh, I've had one sip.
Gone already.
Gone.
I also got a vodka cran because the weather has suddenly turned to be quite sunny. I don't know what it's like in Jersey right now, but in London, we've had sunshine. So I'm thinking spring is on its way, which means it's going to be that time when we're back in Soho Square, back on Clapham Common with tinnies in the park having a gay old time.
I think that was the last time I saw you, Clapham Common.
Yeah, it was in Clapham Common, wasn't it? Tinnies in the Park.
Just before any of you that are familiar with Clapham Common, I saw Brad and Clapham Common for an organised event, not what other people go to Clapham Common to do.
Oh, I mean, there's a lot of things that happen in Clapham Common. Have you heard about Frubin?
Oh, don't. That makes me feel sick.
I think I told you about it, didn't I? That story.
I actually want to gag, and nothing makes me gag.
Benji, tell our listeners what Frubin is for those that don't know.
Oh, guys, if you're listening out loud and the family's about, pop your headphones in. Frubing is when a gentleman relieves himself into a condom. And then I can't actually say it. Honestly, it makes me feel sick. Like, you finish it because I might vomit.
Well, it's a form of dogging where you go around the park late at night to try and just have sex with people. But if you're a frouba, what you do is you go around after the dogging's happened and you look for used condoms and you drink the contents of the used condom. A bit like you would for a froob, you know, like the froob yogurt, and you like squash it all down and suck it all in. That's what it is.
It makes me feel so sick.
Not only is that, I mean, no disrespect if this is a regular occurrence for you, but not only is that absolutely vile, it's also really dangerous.
Well, that's the thing, yeah, because obviously you can still catch STDs. And that's how people have been caught out by it, because they'll have like some heavy STD rash on their mouth and it comes from drinking used cum, basically.
I mean, if you do it, write into us.
Yes, I was going to say, if there are any frubers out there listening, we would love to ask you some questions. So please get in touch.
Also, I could never give a frub to a child ever again.
Like, your uncle likes to do that at weekends as well.
Disgusting.
Disgusting!
I used to love frubes. I used to freeze them and make them into lollies.
Well, I'm sorry that image has now been ruined for you.
Burnt in my head, yeah, destroyed, like... Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, on with the podcast. So, Brad, last weekend was Valentine's Day.
It certainly was. We put a little post out on the old Instagram, just checking in with everyone on Valentine's Day and seeing what everyone was up to. And we had quite a few responses. Chris said he was moving flat. Hope the move went well, Chris.
We had Benny who said, I'm drowning my sorrows. Oh, Benny.
Well, he did say drowning my sorrows and then the laughing face emoji. So I think he was having a little giggle with us there. But Benny, we're here for you. All is well.
Yeah, I'm sure he feels much better now, Brad. Well done.
Camille said, watching Bridget Jones's Diary and eating a shitload of ice cream. Do you know what? I love Bridget Jones's Diary. So that is a good choice. Well done, Camille.
Simon says, G&T, a long bath and a book. Didn't feel like celebrating Valentine's Day with the pandemic. Yeah, don't blame you, mate. Do not blame you.
But one of my favourite answers was from Rob.
Robert, I may not always be the first one to reply to the messages you send us, but they crack me up. When I see your name pop up as a notification, I get very happy and excited. So thank you so much. And this one will not disappoint.
Yeah. Robert, your Valentine's, you said you were eating Domino's and having a cheeky wank.
Hope you washed your hands.
But Benji, what did you do for Valentine's? Did you get any ding dang dong?
I worked. I was working.
You were working on Valentine's?
Yeah, I was. As you know, I have like my own little business that I run on the side. And I just...
She's a lady of the night.
Yeah, I was going to say, it makes me sound like a pimp, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
You know, I've got all my guys out on the corner working. It's cold out. They've got mouths to feed. They're out there frubing. No, I just started working and then all of a sudden it was the evening and then I FaceTimed somebody quite special to me for a few hours and that was it. I mean, I've been swigging a bottle of wine for about 3 days. Uh-huh. Yeah, out of the bottle, I might add. I've had that sort of a week. I can't even be bothered to dirty a glass.
FaceTime someone special, is this a lover?
No, who knows? Don't ask me. I'm going shy.
Next question.
Next question. See ya.
Well. Anyway, what about you, Brad? What were you doing?
Well, I must say, my Valentine's was very similar to Robert's.
Oh, God. Please, guys, I actually like Domino's.
I got myself a little pizza and that's all I'm going to say.
A little pizza.
Well, it's a medium size. I weren't going to be too greedy, just for one.
That's not greedy. Podcasters, please, can you just squash Brad's approach to greediness? If you want to have an evening in and get yourself a massive large stuffed crust pizza, that is fine. It's not greedy.
I just don't have as big a, you know, appetite in that way. So yeah, just a little medium pizza for me.
Just because you can't finish it doesn't mean everyone else is greedy. Just because you can't fit it in doesn't mean no one else should fit it in. Do you know what I'm saying?
That has been said to me before a few times, actually.
Bloody hell. Expand, please.
Next question. On with the podcast. So, podcasters, last week we hosted our very first ever episode of Blind Date, where we had Bachelor Joe on to pick a date with one lucky contestant.
That's right. He had the difficult choice to pick a date with either Fraser, Will, or Liam. And Joe picked lovely Scottish Fraser. They had their date at the weekend, and we now have Fraser back in the studio with us to find out how it went. Hello, Fraser.
Hello.
Yay.
Hey, Fraser, how's it going?
Very well, thank you.
Good, good. So, we want to know, how did it go on Sunday?
Yeah, it was really good, actually. Really, really good.
What did you have for your takeaway?
Chinese.
Oh, I love that that's where you go to, Brad. Like, how was it? What did you eat?
No, because I want to set the scene, don't I? I want to know what food, what kind of lighting did you have on, Fraser? What did you wear?
Oh.
So Fraser, set the scene. Tell us everything, what you were wearing, what you weren't wearing, the light, the lot. Go.
Okay, so the room was lit nicely. I had my fairy lights on. It was really setting the romance. I actually just had on a tracksuit, believe it or not.
Fraser, come on. You could have put a nice shirt on. Bloody hell.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Fraser. I love me a tracksuit. Talk me through the tracksuit. Are we talking an ASOS number? What are we talking?
It's a little Boohoo number.
See, I don't order from Boohoo because I won't pay their delivery charges. She's cheap. What did it look like?
It's like a stonewashed grey with a pink...
Make the boys wink.
Like acid face on the front.
Did you wear a cap?
No, I didn't have the cap on and it wasn't backwards if I would.
So you weren't quite full Scally vibes, but you were halfway.
I wasn't rocking the Scally vibes, not quite.
I would just like to say that I love a back cap and trackies.
Oh, we know what you like.
Well, I'm just saying, you two are like, oh, I was wearing this, but I am 100% for the trackies and the back cap.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So Fraser, you've got your fairy lights on, you got your Chinese, you're in your trackies, and then up pops Joe. And what did you think when you first saw Joe?
He is very beautiful.
Isn't he just?
He is gorgeous.
And were you on like FaceTime or Skype or Zoom?
So we started on Zoom.
Uh-huh.
And then, surprise, surprise.
Moved it to Snapchat.
Signal issues. We moved it to Instagram.
Oh, okay.
And
wait, how does that work? Like a live?
Like a video chat on like... private message.
Never even knew you could do that.
Also, Fraser, I was really hoping you were like, we started on Zoom, but then we worked it way onto Grindr. And then we...
No, I was hoping it was going to be Snapchat where the pictures vanish. So sorry, we're interrupting you in this wonderful story. So you moved to Instagram.
Yeah, and then we just got chatting. I think we were on for a couple of hours, actually.
Oh, wow. Great.
Blimey.
And covered, I think, every subject under the sun. And turns out we actually have a mutual friend.
Amazing. What are the chances of that, eh?
Is it a mutual friend or a mutual boyfriend, ex-boyfriend?
No, a mutual friend who I worked with last year.
Oh.
Amazing.
So that was quite funny.
So you were chatting for hours and you got on really well, I'm assuming, if you were on for that long. Can you see this going anywhere in the future, or how did things end?
Again, signal problems kicked in, so we just had to end it there with a nice text message, and yeah, that was it.
Have you spoken to each other since?
No.
Oh my goodness. Are you in that like weird limbo where you're waiting for the other person to text?
Possibly.
Oh. Or have you blocked him?
No, I couldn't do that.
Would you have another date with Joe?
I would, yeah.
Ooh.
Oh my goodness, matchmaker.
Let's just hope he said the same thing.
We have come to you first, so we actually have no idea.
We are just as in the dark as you are, but we're going to get all the tea from Joe, don't you worry. So you definitely would see Joe again in the future. Will you still remain friends though?
Yeah, I think so. That'd be really nice.
Have you followed each other on Instagram?
Yes, we have.
Oh my goodness, that's such a big step. Are you Facebook official?
Yeah, the venue is booked. I mean, it's all going so well.
I mean, we've got our hats ready to go. We're there.
Yeah, my back cap and my tracksuit. I'm ready.
Well, Fraser, thank you so much for coming back onto the podcast and letting us and all of our listeners know how it went.
No, thank you very much for having me on again.
You take care. And if you come across any really good deals on tracksuits, you let Benji know.
I'll forward the link.
Please do. Bye, Fraser.
Fraser, you've been amazing.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, I love Fraser.
Oh, he's so sweet, isn't he?
He's really sweet. And that accent. Mm.
Do you like a Scottish accent? I thought you liked Irish.
I think I like all accents.
Do you like my accent?
No. Yours isn't an accent, but more of an IQ status.
No, it isn't.
I'm joking. I've got family in Essex.
Do you?
Yeah, we don't talk to them, but yeah. No, I'm joking. We do talk to them. No, we do talk to them. I have a very lovely family in Essex. Anyway, talking to Fraser was lovely, but I think it's time that we hear from the bachelor himself, Mr. Joe.
Yes. Please welcome back onto my Big Gay Podcast, it's Bachelor Joe.
Hello.
Hey, Joe.
Hi.
How's it hanging?
Yeah, I'm really good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, we are all cushy here, thanks.
We are very cushy. Joe, little birdie told us that you might have had a little date over the weekend.
I did.
Oh my gosh, before we just delve straight into the good stuff, we want you to set the mood. So we want you to talk about what you were wearing, the lighting, what you were eating. Go.
So I just came out of rehearsals. I was so hot and sweaty.
Oh my.
I'm sold already.
Jumped in the shower, come out. I started getting ready, put my shirt on.
Oh.
All the buttons are ripped open because for some reason why the shirt I chose is not actually working for me. All the buttons are falling off. So it was like a get your tits out shirt. So I was like, yeah, do you know what? Good impression.
Yeah.
I'll wear that instead.
So the shirt wasn't working for you, but the shirt was very much working for Fraser.
Well, he didn't say anything, so maybe not.
Maybe not to you, Joe, but we've already spoken to Fraser.
Anyway, carry on. And then, you know, because it's a Zoom day, I thought, let's actually go with the Zoom attire. And I wore trackies at the bottom because who's going to see me? So the top half, date ready. Bottom half, ready to go to sleep.
Well, what did Fraser wear? Because he also wore a trackie, right?
He did. What did he wear? He wore a jumper, I think.
And nothing else.
It was a great evening.
Oh my gosh. You boys are in such sync with each other. And what did you eat? Come on, what was your dinner?
I had a Chinese.
Ooh. Didn't he have a Chinese?
Yeah, he had a Chinese as well, right?
I think he did.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's a match.
Matchmaker, make me a match.
So Joe, what we also want to know is, did you wear a jock or not wear a jock?
I know I didn't actually wear a jock, no.
Did you wear underwear at all?
Yes. We're on a date, Ben.
Yeah, but it's you're wearing trackies. You said no one would see anyway, so I don't know.
Yeah, well, I haven't got my knob out, have I?
I don't know, Joe. Maybe you did. Yeah.
No, I wore briefs.
Very nice. And how long was your date on for?
2.5-3 hours, I think.
Wow, that is a long date, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we did have a lot of connection issues.
He's up in snowy Scotland, isn't he?
Yeah, we got on Zoom for a bit, and then that cut out, and I went, oh, 10 minutes in, I'm doing well. and then we swapped to Instagram, and we FaceTimed on Instagram, which I didn't actually think I could do, but apparently you can.
Yeah, oh my goodness, I just made myself sound really thick, because I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, no, I didn't either, so you started ringing me, and I went, oh.
So you already follow each other on Instagram then?
Yeah, we do.
So are you saying that after the Zoom ended, you slid on into his DMs?
No. There was no sliding in any DMs.
There was no sliding into anything, all right?
No, we had to follow each other to go on the video thing on Instagram. That's how it works. You have to be accepted. Can't just FaceTime anyone.
Right. Uh-huh. I see. So, you set the scene. It was all romantic. You had a date for nearly 3 hours. How did it end?
So, it ended... It ended on a really bad connection.
No.
After we, you know, kept turning the Wi-Fi off, sending new ID links for Zoom. Then we finally FaceTimed on Instagram, and then, yeah, it just kind of didn't work. So I just went, well, it was lovely meeting you. Let's just call it a night, because it keeps cutting out.
Yeah.
So have you spoken to each other since?
No.
Oh.
Why not, Joe?
I don't know. I'm a busy boy.
Are you sort of like, are you in that limbo land where you're waiting for the other person to text, or like your latest picture, watching your story? And that's a really good way to tell, actually. Have you bothered to go on your Instagram and to see if he's watching your Instagram stories?
No, or should I do it now?
Yes, oh my God, do that now.
Okay, I'll have a look.
Oh my gosh.
Should it be my recent one or my latest one?
I mean, any point in the last 24 hours.
All right, okay, let's have a quick look. Oh, the suspense is killing me.
It's killing us as well. We want to know.
So basically, I'm now on your Instagram. You did a story saying Prince Charming hair. I want to know if he's looked at that one, because that was only 4 hours ago.
Okay.
Joe, we were talking about your hair before, and we were saying you've got great hair.
Yeah, you have really good hair. People pay a lot of money for a hairline like yours.
Oh, thanks. It's very thick, and it grows outwards, so it's not really a blessing. So the result is, no, he's not looked at any of my stories.
Oh.
Right, so Joe, what we want to know is, will there be a second date?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, how come?
I thought he was so lovely, and we were laughing all evening and stuff, but I don't know, I just felt like we were more like a friendly vibe than a flirtatious vibe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But do you know what? Some of my best friends that I have in life are because I met them on a date originally.
Oh yeah, yeah. That is a thing, isn't it? You normally like meet people and you go, don't fancy you, but you're a bit of a crack.
Yeah.
Maybe besties instead.
Exactly. So maybe what we've just done is we've made a nice friendly match.
Yeah. Well, we actually knew someone. We found out that we actually knew the same girl.
Great. So you've got a little link already.
Yeah, we've got a little link. He was so lovely, like, honestly, like, he was so funny. But, like, yeah, it just wasn't, like, a flirtatious, like, vibe. It was more like, let's get to know each other, let's be friends.
Sure.
So you went on a date, it didn't work, but you want to stay friends. So what you're saying is you're going to start a podcast.
Yes, Joe Single Life.
Because that's essentially what me and Brad did.
What, did you two go on a date and then make a podcast?
That's basically what happened, yeah.
Joe, we're so thrilled you've listened to all our episodes. Yes. So nice to hear from a loving fan. Yes, Brad and I went on a date and then we just stayed as friends and then we ended up working together and then we started a podcast.
Aw, that's so nice.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Joe, thank you so much for coming on, playing Blind Date, being our bachelor, and I'm so glad that you had a lovely date with Fraser.
No, thank you for having me. Thank you for paying for my Chinese.
Shh, don't tell anyone about that. Thanks so much, Joe. Have a good rest of your week.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Oh, well, that's a shame. It sounds like we won't be best man at the wedding in the near future for Joe and for Fraser.
I had my hat already.
Bet you did. You're big gay.
Yeah, maybe not quite wedding bells this time around, but they had a 3-hour Zoom date and sound like they had a lovely time.
Yeah.
So that's definitely a match as friends.
If you're at home want to play Blind Date next time, make sure you follow our social media channels where we will advertise our next game show as well as how you can apply. And if you're very lucky, we might even invite Joe back. Joe, would you come back and play Blind Date? Joe? No, we've lost him.
He's straight back out there looking for the next one.
He's straight back on it. Joe, get off. Why aren't you applying to my messages?
So, podcasters, we have a little Dear Diary for you this week. This came in from Marvin from Hackney Wick. And I know, Benji, I've told you not to read it beforehand because I want to hear your reaction
fresh.
This really made me chuckle. So without further ado, hit it, Brian.
Dear Diary. So during lockdown one, I decided to join the app Daddy Hunters. I have a thing for older men. This one time I started speaking to this hot dominate daddy who wanted to exchange numbers. We exchanged numbers and our messages started to get very saucy quite quickly. He then asked me to insert my butt plug in, which I did, and then he asked me to open up a voice note he had sent me while walking around my room. The voice note consisted of him telling me I had been a good boy for agreeing to this and how he likes the thought of my hole around this butt plug while listening to his voice. It was an unusual moment of my life, but very, very sensual.
What? What?
What a story. What a story.
I mean, yeah, whatever floats your boat.
Okay, well, I have a question for you, Benji.
Yeah.
Have you...
No, I haven't. Next question.
So my question is, have you ever been on, downloaded, or heard of the app Daddy Hunt?
No, I haven't. I'm just currently searching the app store.
Well, I have a little story to tell you. I did download Daddy Hunt in lockdown one, just out of curiosity, because it was something that kept coming up all the time amongst friends. And it's a bit like Grindr, basically, but you choose whether you're a daddy or a hunter. So my question to you, Benji, is which one would you be, the daddy or the hunter?
So sorry, who's the hunter?
Well, someone that's looking for a daddy.
Oh. Oh. Oh, this is difficult.
Because we're at that weird age, aren't we? We're like maybe a bit too old now to be hunters, but probably a bit too young still to be daddies. So where do we fit in?
I don't see myself dating older people.
Well, then that makes you the daddy, right?
Yeah, but I also don't see myself as a daddy.
No.
Daddy. I don't know.
Well, if you were on that app, you would have to be daddy then, because you wouldn't want to, you don't want a daddy for yourself. So you would have to be the daddy.
Well, it depends. I would have one if it just involved walking around a room listening to voice notes. If I was getting paid, do you know what I mean?
With a butt plug. I just got Yes, we all know you have a side hustle, Benji.
This would let you be my phone ringing. So let me play this at the right time. Here we go. Every few minutes. I just got hit. Oh, it's been a busy night, lads. So I don't know. I don't think I'd ever be on that app, but I feel like I need to throw the question back at you.
Okay, well,
oh gosh.
When I was on that app, I obviously made a profile up just for fun. And I didn't know where I fit in. So there is, I can't remember the name of it, where you're like in the middle. I think it's called like Mister or something, where you could either be potentially a daddy, depending on who the hunter was, or maybe a hunter, depending on who the daddy was. So I went for the middle option. So, you know, best of both.
Right. What is this called again, the app?
Daddy Hunt.
No, oh, Daddy Hunt.
Daddy Hunt. Yeah. H-U-N-T.
But Daddy Hunters and some game came up like
it's not Daddy Hun, Daddy Hun.
Clap to the thing, bang, bong. I'm downloading it.
Okay, my next question for you is: do you own a butt plug?
No, I don't. This is what I thought the question was at the beginning. Oh. I was like, no.
And then my third question to you: so Marvin, in his story, called his ass his hole. Now, what are your thoughts on calling it a hole? Because some people hate it. You know, there's like the other terms like bussy or my boy pussy.
I'm sorry, a bussy?
Yeah, a boy pussy.
I've never.
Surely.
Never.
Or your bussy looks good in them shorts.
in your white shorts. burn them now. I think it has to depend on your mood. I think lots of names are acceptable if you're in the right sort of, you know, aroused state.
So in the moment, I just want a yes or no, because we know you're a top, you're having sex with some guy. Would you say, oh yeah, I'm going to fuck your hole?
Oh, yeah, I know, probably would, yeah.
I thought you might.
So I was shocked initially because, you know, a year in lockdown. But yeah, I think that might be something I'll say. Yeah.
Would you like if a little twink to you was like, oh yeah, you're going to lick my bussy?
No, I'd be like, I beg your pardon, you're what? Oh, I'm sorry, I have work really early. Do you leave?
So hole's a yes, bussy's a no.
Yeah, bussy sounds like a YouTube channel.
Anyway, how are you getting on with Daddy Hunt? Have you made a profile yet?
I'm just verifying my email. I'm not even joking. I'm signing up with this bad boy.
But you're in Jersey, so you know there's probably going to be limited people on that app, right?
Sorry, A, could you stop giving away my location? And B, I am hiding from HMRC. And jokes. Not joking. And two, I could set it as still being at my place in London.
Oh, you can do that. I didn't know you could do that.
I'm sure you can. Oh, I just got the email through. Welcome to Daddy Hunt. Bloody hell. Right, I'm going to sign up for this app. Podcast is, I will let you know how I get on next week.
It's now time for our big gay shout out. And this week's shout out goes to Mama G.
Mama G and Maxa.
So if you don't know who Mama G is,
Mama G the Makusa.
She is a fabulous drag queen. And this week, because it is half term, so if you have little ones that you're looking after or you have kids, then Mama G is here to entertain you and all the family with her online show, Mama G Stories.
Yes, and to tell you more about Mama G Stories, here is a message from Mama G herself.
Hello, everybody. It's Mama G here. Now, I thought I would just drop in and interrupt your podcast listening experience to remind you to buy tickets for the live stream of my brand new full-scale theatre show on February the 20th at 2 p.m. It is called Telling Tales on Telly, and it is going to be loads of fun for the whole family. Lots of laughs, lots of joining in, and lots of sequins. It will be full of my trademark stories about being who you want and loving who you are. There'll be songs, fabulous costumes, and a guest appearance from the award-winning comedian Katie Pritchard. I will be supporting lots of incredible venues around the country because that's just how philanthropic I am, and they will be getting a majority of the money from the ticket sales. So please do head to the websites of Stanley Arts, the Woodville Gravesend, Coming Out Events in conjunction with Pride in London, the Key Theatre in Peterborough, and the Phoenix in Exeter to book your tickets. And I will see you all on Saturday, February the 20th at 2 p.m. Ciao for now.
And if you want to find out more about Mama G, you can head over to our social media channels, which are at Mama G Stories. Well, Brad, I don't know about you, but that song is still very much stuck in my head.
What song?
Oh, for goodness sake.
Bing, bang, bong, sing, sang, song, ding, ding, dong. UK Hunt.
Dancing to a disco beat. One teeny of penury. Sorry, if that's offensive to Fraser, our one Scottish listener.
Well, I've just had an idea for a little game to finish off with, because we've not played a game, me and you, in for so long.
I know.
So I reckon we play the chorus, but we stop just before UK Han and we do our own alternative lyric.
Oh, gosh.
You go first.
Oh, typical. Throw me in the deep end and make me try to survive first. Okay.
Bing, bang, bong, sing, sang, song, ding, ding, dong.
Nude in the sun.
That is very you.
Thank you.
That's very you. Nude in the sun. Because we were talking earlier about you not having tan lines, didn't we? So, yes. Nude in the sun. Perfect.
Nude in the sun. Yeah, exactly. Right, okay, so mine was very much on the spot and not very funny, but you have... It was your idea. So, here we go.
Bing, bang, bong, sing, sang, song, ding, ding, dong.
Frubing fun.
Oh, gosh. You know what? I thought about frubing. I thought about saying something like, don't frub, just come, or something like that. But I thought that was just a bit minging, if I'm honest.
Well, do you know what? I thought it was a nice little wrap-up to this episode.
Yes, well, that's all we have time for.
Today has just been horrendous. We've been talking about Valentine's wanks, frubing, butt plugs, daddy hunts, What is going on?
Guys, it's been a very open book podcast, but that is all we have time for on this week's episode of our Big Gay Podcast. My name is Benji.
And my name is Brad.
And as always, if you don't follow us on our social medias, you can head over to them, which is at Big Gay Podcast, or to our website, which is www.mybiggaypodcast.com. However, that is all we have time for. Until next week on my Big Gay Podcast.
See you next Wednesday.
He replied.
My Big Gay Podcast would love, love, love to thank this month's subs. I mean subscribers. Ugh. Who are the following? Becky B, Vasilis, Jay, William Mealy, Jack, Joe Brown.
As well as Richard, Mark, Tommy, Kendrick, Rob Houghton, Michael Leonard, and Marty.
By subscribing, you're helping to keep My Big Gay Podcast free and accessible to the LGBTQ plus community around the world.
Yes, and thanks to your generosity, we're now able to make the podcast transcribed so that those that are hard of hearing can also enjoy the podcast. It only costs less than a cup of coffee a month, and you can cancel at any time. Well, if you really want to. And don't forget, you'll also be added to our close friends list on Instagram for extra content just for your eyes.
Oh, Benji, you're not going to make me put up nudes, are you?
No, mate, we're trying to thank our following, not send them running.